Cubans made their way in scores of thousands to the city of Santa Clara this morning to participate in an open-air mass marking the 10th anniversary of John Paul II's first mass in the Caribbean nation. Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone was the principal celebrant, as Emer McCarthy reports.
Saturday marks the halfway point of Cardinal Bertone's visit to Cuba, but also the focal point. Early morning local time, the Cardinal led thousands of faithful in the celebration of Mass on the exact spot where in 1998 John Paul II became the first pope in history to say Mass on Cuban soil. The city of Santa Clara in Villa Clara State, there where 10 years ago John Paul II crowned the patroness of the Cuban people, Our Lady of Charity of Cobre. On his arrival in Santa Clara Friday evening from the capital Havana, Pope Benedict XVI's Secretary of State referred to this historic moment, noting the timelessness of John Paul II's message to the nation, a message the Cardinal described as being full of faith and hope, with particular emphasis on the gifts of marriage and the family. In fact, continued Cardinal Bertone, every day we experience with increasing clarity the importance of the family in our personal lives and in society at large. The Church, which is God's great family, he said, particularly notices all that aims to damage and prejudice marriage, to blacken its authentic nature. The Church, he added, is battling with all of its energies and resources so that the beauty and goodness of its vocation at the service of life and of the human being may shine forth. During Mass Saturday, the Cardinal said, we have to have the courage to be witnesses of Christ's charity wherever we find ourselves, be that in our homes, factories and hospitals, or on the streets. Circumstances may change, he said. What must remain constant is our shared understanding of Christ's feelings and actions. Only then will we succeed in building a society where lies, injustices, oppression and violence will be defeated by the force of forgiveness and truth. God has proven to us that this is possible, because through the crucified and risen Christ, he has shown us that evil will never have the last word, that good will always triumph.